This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, and good afternoon. Welcome to Nokomis High School as the Redskins hosting Lincolnwood here on a breezy, overcast afternoon. Sydney Glick opening things up with a shallow shot to left field, and we had a technical snafu, but we had Sydney Glick single. Avery Pope reached on a walk. Cassie Krieger was hit by a pitch, and Brittany Slayton able to reach, driving one run home, and play at the plate, but two runs come in as Glick and Pope make their way around the base paths. 2-0 your score here in the top of the first. Here's a pitch and fielded cleanly by the shortstop, and that's a quick 6-3 putout. As we now have
three
home. One out. As another run comes home, that will plate Krieger. And now here's Rainwater. Rainwater with a slow roller to short and fielded cleanly by the shortstop once again. Another 6-3 put out.
Yeah, Krieger, she's got both outs for the Lincolnwood so far in this game. Field in the position of short.
Now it's up to Marissa Webb to keep it going with two outs. Webb, the second baseman. Here's a shot to short, and it's 6-3 times three. As we have one inning of play, four runs come across as Lincolnwood gets off to a big start as Glick, Pope, Krieger, and Slidham all score in the top of the first. The bottom of the first coming up as Nokomis will lead off with Fesser, Dangbar, and Jonas when we return. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Time for the red and black attack as Mia Fesser will lead off for Nokomis. And she'll look at a pitch up in the zone. Carl joining me and looking at the wind out there. It could make for some interesting times out there in the outfield. Here's another quick zip. This one, I believe, low 2-0. On the mound for Lincolnwood, Paige Rainwater. And here's a wave and a miss as she throws a heater right down central in a 2-1 count. Fesser getting the signs down the third baseline.
Yeah, it was Maya making those plays. I was giving that Lincolnwood shortstop the credit.
Yeah, here's a little dribbler to the pitcher, and fielded cleanly by Rainwater, and a quick 1-3 put out, one down for Nokomis. Moving down in the order now, the center fielder, Addison Dangbar. Here's a pitch from Rainwater, a wave and a miss, and it looks like Rainwater has found her spot.
Seems to have some pretty good heat on her fastball.
Oh, got the touch. Now working ahead in the count here. This one upstairs, and Dangbar takes a pass on that one. One down, 4-0. As Lincolnwood gets the early jump here. This one high, hard, and a little on the inside part, but nothing that would inspire a bench-clearing brawl in any version of baseball or softball. Plenty of time to stay out of the way. Here's a pitch low, and right now Dangbar working the count. Believe we're looking at 2-2 from the pitch from Rainwater. This one outside, no, 3-2, full count. That one going upstairs and outside. And Dangbar, the first Redskin runner of the day. Now, Reagan Jones stepping in there. Jones, a right-handed batter. Slightly closed stance, looks at strike one in the upper portion of the strike zone. She just looks ready to attack the ball. Good reach. She gets extension. She could be dangerous, the number three hitter.
Yeah.
Here's a pitch low and the runner advancing to second. Just a little in the dirt, not really pass ball, wild pitch material, but Slidham doing a nice job of just stopping the ball there. Rainwater's delivery, a wave and a miss, throws that heater. And a 1-2 count. Jonas wearing number 9. I never met a number 9 I didn't like. You know, maybe it's that Ted Williams fascination. Here's a 1-2. Here's a pitch outside, 2-2.
Yeah, not a bad number. Joe Torre, number 9.
Yeah. There's a fellow who had himself a pretty good season. If he could have. Here's another pitch, boy. She's finding Mark Rainwater with another strikeout. Another strike, I should say, her first strikeout of the game. She is a tough customer. Now Aubrey Jarrell's standing in there, right-handed batter. And that one will keep the fans off to the first base side. Alive and perky. You got to watch out for those foul balls. That one goes off into the parking lot. Here's another pitch. Reaches for it on the outside portion of the strike zone. Shortstop can't find a handle. And
probably a hit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way she's going to throw her out. Even though
if
she fields it super clean, there's no time to throw. It's too high in the air for too long.
Yeah, that one hovered just enough. 80 feet? Yeah, 90 feet I might feel differently, but I'm with you. Now Carly Wanger coming up there.
Well, the wind, what we have for sure, is blowing out. We'll aid the old softball.
And here's a pitch low, and the runner will get a good jump and get off to second base. Wanger up ahead in the count, 1-0. 1-0. Here's a pitch from Rainwater. This one low and inside, 2-0. You know, people talk about the game of baseball and pace. One thing I love about this game is the pace.
It's
just keeps
pace.
Zipping. Here's a wave and a miss. Another one of those dangerous speed balls right down the pipe. Lincolnwood wearing those orange road unis with the white lettering. Pitch outside. Oh, look, I think we got the call. In the corner.
2-2 seems to be the count.
Here's a pitch outside going full. Payoff pitch on the way. Yeah, a little bit of rust here. It's been 5 years since I called a baseball or softball game. Called quite a few. Here's a wave and a miss on the payoff pitch. Rainwater beautifully done with her second strikeout of the inning. So two runners stranded. Your score after one inning of play, 4-0. Lincolnwood on top. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Well, here we go. Top of the second, and Lincolnwood back to business here as Caitlin Payne, the first baseman, stands in there, looks at a pitch upstairs and outside. Here's a pitch low, goes between the wickets.
So the big first inning, and that happens a lot of ball games. Be it softball, baseball, the pitchers aren't usually in their best grooves sometimes early.
Hey, you just find your way. And Marissa Webb in there. Marissa, Caitlin Payne. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. That seems to be the norm. Here's another pitch that just out of the zone. Close, but no cigar. As Mia Fesser trying to find the... Aubrey Jarrell's trying to find the spot here. Now standing in, Desi Pitchford. number 20. And it's a shot foul. Nearly fielded by the spectator, but again, this is we're budget conscious here. No souvenirs for the fans.
Oh, no, definitely not. Gillespie's even installed an automatic, just put it back through the fence and it stays there for the umpire to come get.
Here's a pitch that goes just a little bit wild for Jaros. Goes upstairs and pitch for it ahead on the count. Right-handed pitcher, here's a shot. That will...
I think, yep.
Yeah, that was
it's
kind
a
of
catch.
Kind of tough to read in the sky there, and I think I'm going to take my shades off here.
That was just Engelman out in, no, I take it back. Right fielder made the play.
Now we have a left-handed batter in there. Shelby Hattenbach. Hattenbach gets around on this one. And we'll dig in for extra bases. Stand up double as she gets a nice shot out there to right center field. And Lincolnwood threatening again here in the top of the second.
Already up 4-0. And yeah, a little win aided, but well hit too at the same time.
So one down as we're back to the top of the order for Sydney Glick. Pitch downstairs. She singled and scored back in the first. Here's a shot, a dribbler to the second baseman in time, and that will have played another runner as Payne moves up. And 5-0 for Lincolnwood.
Good small ball there by the Lincolnwood Lancers as they get that little dribbler, but that's an easy run then.
Two down as we'll move on to Avery Pope. Pope walked back in the first and scored. Cassie Krieger, my apologies. You know what? I haven't worked the scorebook in a while.
Ooh, she got it.
Shot to left center. Boy, she gets all of this one. This one will go just shy of the fence, a stand-up double, and another run comes home for Lincolnwood. That will send Shelby home. Boy, that was a vicious shot. Got around on that one.
It got in the middle of the two outfielders in a second. And no one was going to make that play.
Here's a pitch downstairs to Brittany Slidham. The catcher for Lincolnwood. 6-0 your score. Lancers on top. Other pitch downstairs. You're almost looking for the zone here. Here's a pitch right up central. In there for a called strike. A lot of softball left to play, so. Slightly open stance here, a rarity from the right-handed batter up there, Brittany Slidham. And she'll get in there for a low pitch, chop it over to short, and the shortstop takes care of business. And that is a 6-3 putout. But two more runs for Lincolnwood. Now after 1.5, they lead 6-0. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. 1.5 innings in the books, and we're down to the top of the second here as Nokomis will go back to work. The first plate appearance here for Kristen Stauder, the first baseman. Looking at ball one. If I read that right, and I'm still getting used to going back between the – oh, there we go.
Yeah, we do have that.
My eyes are not what they used to be. Here's a pitch right down central, but are just out, a little off. Calling it just above the letters there, and it's a 2-0 count. Here's another pitch from Rainwater. This one, you don't have to worry about the strike zone, a wave and a miss. It's a 2-1 count here. To the right-handed batter, Stauder. Boy, another vicious pitch from Rainwater. A hack and a miss, and it's 2-2. It seems like it just takes her a couple of pitches to get warmed up, and everybody needs to get a little warmed up today, but she gets there. Yeah, boy,
there it is.
1-2-3, another similar result, a pitch right down the middle with some heat, a wave and a miss, and Stauder will go down on strikes.
So for Paige, already her third strikeout.
Yeah, struck three.
Two out in the first.
Three of the last four.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Hill will try to break the trend, the catcher.
That's it.
And she will if a dribbler out of the reach of the third baseman, and she'll reach on a single, Emma Hill. Right there just outside of the reach of Marissa Webb. Now here comes Bailey Cesaretti, left fielder. Left-handed batter. Closed stance. She looks like she means business. Nobody out here looks like it looks at a pitch high, 1-0. Nobody out here looks like a number 8 or number 9 hitter. They all look like they're in the heart of the lineup. Here's a hack. Takes a good chop at that one. It goes back to the screen. And the count evens up at 1-1.
Well, let's face it, you got to be ready to swing with Rainwater's pitches. She gets it up there in a hurry.
Yep, you don't. There's a pitch outside and low. 2-1, you don't get the timing games as much as you do with baseball, which, you know, you don't have Skip Schumacher taking his gloves on and off. And
that's right. It saves a lot of time. Ooh.
There's a pitch.
High one.
Upstairs, a wave and a miss, and it's 2-2. I think you can learn a lot from these girls as opposed to putting a runner on second and extra innings and all the other shenanigans, in my opinion. Here's the 2-2 pitch upstairs, and the count goes full.
Yeah, that's a tough one to take, really.
Yeah.
Major leagues starting with a runner on second and extra innings.
Three.
I understood last year. I mean, last year was different.
3-2 count, fouls this one back to the screen. That was a nice cut. She'd like to have that one back.
Fouled straight
back.
Yeah, right on it.
Call me an old geezer, but I'll just never buy into that. Bottom of the second, and Nokomis.
Short hop.
Here's a hot shot to second, fielded.
They'll
get the double play as
double
off the run. Did hit the ground. Okay,
yeah.
So unassisted double play, I believe we'll call that. 4-3, and we are out of the second inning. So once again, Lincolnwood rising to the occasion in the pitching department and defense. 6-0 your score. The top of the third coming up. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Well, we are in the top of the third with Lincolnwood on top, 6-0. And Aubrey Arles on the hill. Right-hander upstairs as Milberg leading off for Lincolnwood. Right-handed batter, slightly closed stance. Looks at another pitch upstairs, 2-0. Well, that I've adapted to the ever-complicated scoreboard with those, you know, those hard-to-translate words, ball and strike. Here's a shot foul. Looks like that will clear the fence.
On the dugout.
Yeah. Test the roof, why not? Milberg's not just a hitter, she's a home inspector. 2-1 count as Milberg smacks the plate and will stand in. Here comes the delivery from Aubrey. And the 2-1, like in the Westerns, made her dance a little bit, had to hop off her feet to get out of the way of the softball there, 3-1. Three-one pitch. Here's a Shot to short, fielded cleanly, and that will go 6-3.
Maya Fesser again. I think she's got well over half the outs from short to first.
Yeah, Fesser is smooth.
She had the three in the first of the outs. Of course, they Lincoln would have did some hitting in that inning and got some runs. Already up 6-0.
Boy, Paige Rainwater, here's a wide open stance, and she closes it. For those who remember, Brian Downing reminds me of that. Hits a grounder, dribbler down to third, and fielded cleanly there and taking care of business. Carly Wanger for the Redskins. Two down now as Marissa Webb stands in there. Pitch coming low. As maybe Nokomis starting to find their way first up by shutting down this Lincolnwood offense. Here's a pitch high and away. 2-0. Yeah, not what I'd call a beautiful day for softball, but it can, as you know, Carl, it could be a lot worse.
It really can.
Here's a pitch. Catches the zone at the knees, and we've got a 2-1 count. Two down, and Marissa Webb trying to keep the inning alive. This one a chop to the pitcher, and a quick 1-3 putout. So a nice sign for maybe a bounce back for Nokomis as they have a 1-2-3 inning. Infield doing some nice work there. And we have played 2.5. We're heading to the bottom of the third. Lincolnwood on top, 6-0. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. We are back in Nokomis High School, bottom of the third, and standing in Emma Snedden. Last but not least in the lineup, the right fielder, left-handed batter. Even stance, that's a rarity. Looks at a pitch low and a tad inside, 1-0. Pretty good crowd turning out here this afternoon. Glad to see we've made progress. Our fans are able to attend. Even though we'd love to have that captive audience. And here's another pitch. Low and away, 2-0. Even though we'd love to just be the only game in town, but I guess we can't be selfish.
Not that selfish, right? Yeah. And we've got a good crowd on the ball. The boys' side, too.
Oh, chopped the first, hot to handle, but recovers to get the tag in time. So Caitlin Payne taking care of business over there at first.
Now, there's not many times you get to drop the ball in a softball on the infield and still make the play. I mean, it's either got to be hit really hard to you. There's usually, if you bobble it a little bit, they're going to be safe down at first.
Rainwater's pitch just out of the zone to first to the top of the order, Mia Fesser. 1-0, and another going low and outside, 2-0. Fesser hitting to a 1-3 putout to open up the bottom of the first. Looks at a called strike, and 2-1 your count. Nokomis trying to get on the board here in the bottom of the third and try and tighten things up. Here's a nice shot to left center, shallow left center, right just out of the reach of the center fielder, and she will dig in for extra bases in for two. That one a little hot to handle there for Sydney Glick. That's kind of a borderline call.
Yeah, you almost give them the hit because they're on the run. The ball's below her. Well, ankle high basically by then. I don't even know if she got her glove on it.
Yeah, it looked like a tough hop. So we'll call it a double for Mia Fesser.
You could say the single and error, but yeah.
Call me the unofficial score.
Yeah.
Little conversation now, Addison. Dangbar coming up to the plate, the center fielder for the Redskins. And I think we've got a little equipment adjustment.
Had some jewelry on her.
It's not always easy to accessorize in the game of softball. Little shine, I guess. One out here as Addison will step in. Pitch just off the corner, 1-0. Addison, I don't know. I have no idea, but I know a few people who named their daughters Addison who are Cubs fans.
Yes, that's probably true.
One person named one daughter Clark, the other one Addison. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner, 1-1. I guess if you're a Cardinal fan, I guess you'd call him Clark, too. I don't know. No, I guess they were a dual citizen Cub. There's no Clark on by Wrigley Field. Waveland. Pitch
right
outside. Sheffield, I believe. I don't know if that absolutely crosses the park, but I know it's in the vicinity. 2-1 pitches. This one low, and the count will roll to 3-1. So Addison, Dangbar has some options here against Rainwater, the biggest threat of the afternoon for the Redskins. This one, boy, she is deadly with that pitch. The 3-1 catches the knees for a called strike, 3-2. Big payoff pitch here for Dangbar, who walked back in the first. Pitch outside, and the eye of Addison paying off again as she'll reach. And runners on first and second as Lincolnwood looking for a rally here. I should say Nokomis. I am all back. I'm all backwards.
Nokomis needs some runs, no doubt.
I know who's playing who, I swear.
I know.
Yeah, so Reagan Jonas in there. Down one strike. Here's a pitch from Rainwater. This one, foul should go out of play, I believe. And that one just beyond the dugout. 0-2 count. Jonas struck out back in the first. She's got a pretty mean cut. If she gets around on it, look out. We've got one runner in scoring position, two on here, trying to get the Redskins back in the game. Here's a pitch upstairs and outside by design, I would imagine. 0-1-2 your count. In there, in close in the box.
Ooh,
and a wave and a miss. A vicious pitch on the outside corner.
So her fourth strikeout in this ball game comes at a big time.
So now we, with two down, we move on to Yaros here. Yaros jumps on the first pitch. Smacks it hard, but foul. Once again, an even stance as well, and they'll retrieve a baseball from the other game. The guy's playing across the way. A little cross-contamination. Bring in a little delay here. Aubrey will get back in there. 0-1 count. Pitch low and inside. And it's 1-1 with two outs. Could use a big two-out hit here if you're one of the Nokomis faithful. Here's a chop. This one will go foul down to third baseline. 1-2.
Big at bat here, though.
Trying to help her cause. Huge pitch here. Here's one down the central. Hits it for a single to shallow center. And it looks like Nokomis will get on the board. Boy, nice shot. Nice job of shortening her swing. And Aubrey helping her cause with a sharp single there.
Cindy Glick in center had a little bit of trouble with it, but I don't know if he could even give an error because I think the runners were going to go where they went to anyway. One was going to score and one was going to make it to third.
So one on the board. Carly Wanger looking for her first hit after striking out back in the first. Pitch right in there at the knees for strike one. And runners up to second and third now. Getting the jump in there.
High and tight, swing and miss.
0-2. So Carly with a couple of runners in scoring position. And the catcher setting up outside, trying to get that outside corner. Just off the corner. That's a good pitch in that situation. Ahead on the count. Good setup. Here comes the 1-2. Gets a piece of it, hits it over to second, but fielded cleanly by the second baseman for a 4-3 putout. Well, I don't know if Nokomis is satisfied, the potential to score more, but it's always good to get on the scoreboard. So
they get the scoreboard. That was the key.
One run in the inning, and we have played three innings of softball, the top of the fourth coming up. Your score is 6-1. The Lincolnwood Lancers on top. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Well, we are live. Carl DeBar and Sean Belint bringing you the action. Top of the fourth, Lincolnwood leading 6-1 here this afternoon. And leading off the inning, Caitlin Payne. Payne walked and scored back into second. It's the first pitch foul from Aubrey. Here's a floater upstairs. And just out of the zone, and the count evens up at 1-1. Payne, Pitchford, and Hattenbach, the 7, 8, 9 hitters. Here's a shot foul against the screen. And it's 1-2, and the Redskins trying to contain this Lancer offense for the second inning in a row. Pitch upstairs and outside. It's 2-2. Payne, right-handed batter, close stance, digs in. A little bit of a crouch. Yeah, off the inner portion of the bat, this will field for the first baseman. And the shallow fly handled there, the infield fly hauled in and quickly one out. Pitchford, who flied out to right field the first time up, stands in there. As second baseman, plays for Pitchford to go the other way. Pitch low, 2-0. Delivery, the catch is a piece of it, foul. Back to the screen. 2-1. I caught once and that once and only once. I got tired of going back to the screen. Can someone else do this?
Not to mention the other part of being the catcher. Up and down.
Oh, no way. Here's a pitch coming in low and 3-1 your count, and Pitchford with some options here.
Look for the spot that you like.
She can be picky if she likes. She'll chop this one, the catcher, just, you know, that whole mask business, you don't learn that overnight, and it looks so easy on TV, but lost track of the ball right off the bat, and That one was playable, but when you don't see it, it's not playable. So fouled and 3-2 the count, other payoff pitch here. This one low and inside, and that's ball four. Pitchford will reach for the first time today. That will bring in left-handed batter Shelby Hattenbach. Looks at a pitch. high and tight in there for just catching the inside corner, 0-1. One delivery, and this one a good shot to right center, but will play for the center fielder who tracked it down beautifully. And two down.
Well, she knew it was a changeup, or that slower pitch, let's put it that way, and just got under it, though.
Here we are back at it. Avery Pope. One and oh count. Here's another one low and inside, 2-0. Two oh delivery. 3-0, and right now Aubrey just trying to get locked in there. Hey, she works to the number two hitter, Pope. This one catches the zone, and the count goes to 3-1. Here's a wave and a miss as Aubrey bouncing back here pretty nicely. 3-2 count. Finding her way. Another tap foul, and that one will go out of play. We'll do it again. Payoff pitch. Another one fouled out of play.
Coming to battle now.
But unfortunately for the auto body business, not quite in the reach of the vehicles.
Not quite yet.
Sorry to the windshield people. Two outs, 3-2 offering on the way. Wave and a miss. And boy, a big moment there for Aubrey as she Aubrey comes off the mound after striking out Avery Pope. We have played 3.5, heading to the bottom of the fourth, 6-1. Lincolnwood on top. You're listening to high school softball on WSMI. Sean Balint, Carl here, as we are having a great time here in the bottom of the fourth inning as Nokomis on the board for the first time. Last inning goes back to work. And a 1-0 count is Stotter is in there.
Paige Rainwater, 4 Ks, 2 walks so far in this ball game. Like I say, gave up her first run of the game in the last inning, the third.
Stotter ahead on the count, 2-0. Here's a pitch. Boy, that's money for Rainwater. Outside corner, in at the knees, 2-1. She seems to get those pitches the most when she needs them. 2-1 offering. Upstairs, just out of the zone. And it's 3-1 for Stotter, who struck out back in a second. Upstairs and outside, and a free pass issued to Stotter to open things up.
And leadoff walks, a lot of oftentimes turn into runs. Seems to.
If my numbers are right, and again, it's been a while since I've worked the scorebook, looks like walk number 2 of the afternoon.
3 I have. 4.
I'm going to trust yours.
Four strikeouts, 3 walks.
So here we go. Is now Emma Hill, who singled back in the second, tries to make something happen here. Hill looks at a pitch on the outside corner. 0-1. Oh, Rainwater. Here's another heater on the outside corner. And Hill gets aggressive, takes a good chop at that one, but a wave and a miss. And it's 0-2. And Hill has to shorten up that swing a little bit here to try and keep the momentum going. Here's a fly to shallow second and just beyond the mound. And that's hauled in for Lincolnwood. Cassie Krager, two down, and as you can imagine, the runner does not advance. So now it's up to Bailey Cesaretti. Well, that's a tough pitch to handle. That one.
Yeah, when she gets her control on her pitches, she can be a tough cookie to hit.
Yeah, that when she gets that inside pitch in at the knees, inside corner pitch. This one just missing that spot, 1-1. Bailey back in there and a timeout called. I think we have another case across.
Okay. Wait, almost to the infield.
Cross contamination. We may need a retaining wall. We may need a separator here. Here we go.
Not a lot of feet between the two parks.
No. Good fences make good neighbors.
Yeah.
1-1 here is a hack and a miss. 1-2. This pitch low and outside. And slide and miss to make a nice move to keep it in front of her. 2-2. Here in the bottom of the fourth, the left-handed batter, closed stance. Back in there with a swing and a miss. That's a tough assignment, boy. And you know what? She's got that killer instinct, Rainwater, with a two-strike count.
Fifth K of the game.
Now it's up to your number nine hitter to move the runner across over at first. Emma Snedden hitting to a 6-3 put out. This one fouled back against the fence.
Oh, fair ball.
Yeah, this one does drop fair right in front.
Wow.
Right in front.
I lost it, but it
mile
dropped.
High, and again, the art of catching that.
Couldn't you know, find it. No.
Yeah. And I, you know, like I said, my catching experience, I think it may have been two outs when the catcher was hurt in Little League. And but I have to think this is not a very friendly sky to look up into. So Snedden will reach. And it's a single, didn't touch. And Fesser gets in there. Fesser with that nice double. She later scored to get Nokomis on the board. And Mia hits a nice shot to right field, but that should play for the right fielder. And that indeed will snuff out any attempt at a rally as we see the ball hauled in there by Hattenbach. So four innings of play complete, 6-1, your score. And Lincolnwood stays on top as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. And welcome back to Nokomis High School. Carl alongside. And, well, right now, Lincolnwood in control. Boy, a opportunity in the third inning. You know, if Nokomis could have played it a couple more runs, could have tightened things up here, but right now Cassie Krager, who hit a nice double back in the second and reached back in the first and scored. She goes to the plate, hits another nice drive, this time to right field, but put out there. Right fielder taking care of business, and one down quickly for Lincolnwood. Yeah, Nokomis has found their way on defense, and Aubrey Yaros in there finding her way. She's settled down. Here's a shot to shallow right center and just out of the reach. Nice nice effort there as Snedden made a good run for it, but it just found the hole and a single for Slidem.
We had a lot of that in our first game. The hard hit balls, well, right at someone.
Yeah.
You get a little pop flare, falls in between three people.
She's on the run.
Stolen
and,
base.
Stolen base will move Slidham to second base, put her in scoring position as the Lancers look to extend their lead. Little plate maintenance, and we're back to business. I'll tell you what, it's different umpiring this game, too. You can't take a mental vacation. You're locked in. Here's a pitch upstairs and just out of the zone, 1-0. Right-handed batter stands in and hits a nice shot down to third base side out of the reach of the third baseman. And we've got some business here for Lincolnwood again on offense, runners at the corners. The stolen base, oh so dangerous, as Milberg gets a nice solid single. Paige Rainwater, the pitcher, trying to help her cause. Runner in scoring position, and here's a throw to third out of the reach of the third baseman.
Coming home.
And it looks like she will trot 80 feet to run number 7.
Definitely. Boy, a big error there as they just throw down. Catcher does to third and really didn't have a chance to get her anyway. That's the bad thing. If you had a bang-bang play, that'd be a different story, but she's already on the bag. Throw just got away from third baseman.
Emma Hill's got a nice little cannon there. But it was that was a howitzer shot there. Rainwater now 1-1 in the count and looking at a pitch out of the zone. Pitch inside will go to 2-1. 6-run cushion as Lincolnwood restores the lead they held up until the third inning. Pitch outside corner for a called strike. 2-2 count. Rainwater looking to reach for the first time today. Runner now stands at second, Milberg.
In the dirt. He's going.
Here's a pitch that gets away from the catcher, and a runner will advance to third. And we have a payoff pitch.
Yeah, I guess you always call it a wild pitch, but if it's in the dirt, that's how they usually do it, you know. And a pass ball, if it doesn't hit the dirt, the catcher misses it. Not too scientific-y, but it's pretty much the way it goes. Almost nature's on down.
It's a beautiful thing. Here's the pitch upstairs. And Rainwater will reach for the first time today on a base on balls. And once again, Lincolnwood with the runners at the corners. Marissa Webb stands in.
I'm going to get a courtesy runner somewhere.
You know, don't you wish you had courtesy runners in the game of life?
Yes. You know, I don't want to do that running. It's hot like, today, you know. Yeah,
I don't feel like.
You go ahead and take care of it.
Hauling that whole thing of groceries down the hill. Of course, again, we kind of used to have that. Have to fend for yourself these days. Webb shows bunt, pulls back. Runner will jump and head on over to second. So now two runners in scoring position and Webb with a chance to put this one away. Lacoma's a pretty potent offense, but held in check so far today by Rainwater. Pitch low and it's 2-0.
I'll tell you, Sean, fifth inning is an inning. A lot of times the pitchers seem to lose a little of their stuff. A lot of times. And sometimes they regain it. But the fifth inning seems to be when they'll lose that control a little bit or give up a couple extra hits.
3-0, and right now control is something that she'd like to get back. She gets it on the 3-0 pitch right over the heart of the plate for A called strike, 3-1 to count. Three-one delivery, and this one goes the other way. Between the wickets, first baseman can't handle the hot potato. One run comes home, and another run comes home just ahead of the tag. And the runner will go all the way to third base as Marissa Webb does some damage.
That is what you call a big error. As not only the run score, but runner that reaches first goes all the way to third on this play. It's kind of hard to describe, to be quite honest. Ball's right there at first base.
You know, when all else fails, I just hide behind the term bang, bang play.
Dang, bang, bang play at first. Ball's right there, and as you throw home and that gets away, this runner ends up at third base. Wow. That's a big error.
9-1 ball game. They're going to talk it over as, boy, Lincolnwood has just had an outstanding afternoon here. They set the tone from the get-go.
Well, theoretically, batter coming up could be a winning run if they get a two-run homer because of the 10-run rule.
It must have been a happy bus ride over here. Sometimes, you know, there's something about the camaraderie that bus ride builds, I think, especially on the softball end of things.
Nice straight shot for Lincolnwood to come over here.
Now Caitlin Payne stands in. Payne walked and scored earlier. Here's a shot down the right field line, just to the right.
Not by much, though.
Yeah, that would have been run number 10. Yeah, that wind is definitely blowing out, and I can't really come up with a sense of it's blowing much to the north. Here's a pitch. Floats in there for a called strike, 0-2. With one out, Payne will try to make contact here. 0-2 delivery. Drilled over to second, and that's a quick put out for three. But at RBI, the run will score.
So the Lancers get their 10th run now. Of course, they only got a 9-run lead, but you still got to plate one, and then Nokomis would still get there at bat. That's still on the table at this point, being the fifth inning.
So Pitchford stands in. Pitch in the inside corner. That was a wicked pitch. You'd like to hit that one all day.
She throws it a super slow changeup. A couple batters, yeah, they just kind of lob it up in the air, though.
0-1 count, that one just below the zone, 1-1. Pitchford back in there, manning the hot corner. That one inside and low, 2-1. Here's some of the chatter in the distance. Low and inside, 3-1. And I'm off, I think we're... I was off on the count. It was already ball three, unless there was hit by a pitch, and I didn't catch that. But either way, Pitchford will head over to first.
Walks have become an issue, especially in this inning.
So now we're back to the top of the order. Sidney Glick. Glick jumps on the
right
first pitch, hammers this one. But as you said, he hit it hard. It usually winds up right at somebody.
Engbard was waiting for it.
So, 4 runs scored in the inning, 10-1 your score, and after a 4.5, Lincolnwood in control at this point. Bottom of the fifth coming up as Nokomis tries to rally. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Well, back to business for Nokomis as they try to get some offense going. And, Carl, a big hole, 9-run gap. And, boy, they had the third inning seemed to be their opportunity to really jump in. It's one of those make-or-break type innings.
Missed opportunity, obviously, for Nokomis. And, oh, they did get their run, but you almost had to have some more, especially the way the Lancers have come out scoring.
Addison Dengbar's reached a couple of times today. Standing in there, she will hit a
little
shot,
bunt.
Bunt-like shot to the pitcher, and the pitcher, Rainwater, no problem handling that one, 1-3.
And Paige Rainwater, 5 strikeouts in this ball game and 3 walks. She's had a little control issues from batter to batter, but never seemed in one inning. It seemed like she always got back into the groove.
Now we go to Jones, and she is looking for hit number one. Reagan Jonas. Boy, another nice cut as that ball
landed
goes
right
out
in the
parking lot. She's a threat to, you know, you talk about payback. She's a threat to put one over in a boys' diamond. Here's a pitch low and outside. Because they deserve a delay of game, too.
They do, but, boy, it'll take, a
245,
50-foot shot with a softball. And they got to get it over the big fence, too.
That's a handful. 2-1. This one coming in low. And right now, Reagan's got her pitch here, 3-1.
Yeah, I think they're at a disadvantage in that game, trying to get it over to their side.
Here's a shot to short and fielded cleanly there, but has to – first baseman has to dig it out of the dirt, but the 6-3 putout works there as 2 outs are now recorded here in the bottom of the fifth.
Possibly Paige's best inning as far as amount of pitches in it.
Yarrow's standing in there and looking at a called strike. 0-1 count.
Tied a record just yesterday in a our Gillespie Stone game.
Here's a nice shot right side, but
foul?
Just foul. Ow. Boy.
Three pitches. 3 pitches, Sean. 3 outs in the bottom of the seventh, or the top of the seventh, I should say. 3 pitch, full inning. Can't beat it.
That's efficiency. So now an 0-2, 2 outs.
Ooh,
and a wave and a miss. Boy, that was
number 6 for
her. You think Rainwater's lost much? I don't think so.
She's added a lot more pitches to the what she does. Not just fastball, a lot of changeups too.
Still got the magic. 10-1 your score after 5 complete. Top of the 6th coming up next. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Back at Nokomis High School, Sean Balintz and Carl DeBar. And as we are bringing you the top of the sixth inning. 4 runs the last go-round for the Lincolnwood Lancers on offense, looking to do more damage here as the offense, they took a breather for an inning or two, but they were back at it. And now Avery Pope stands in. Walked and scored back in the first. Takes a look at a called strike. Pitching change for Nokomis. It's a pitch low.
Jonas pitching now.
And number 9 on the hill. 1-1 count. Right-hander. And wicked pitch there. Wave and a miss. 1-2 as Pope is in the hole. And here's another pitch. Here's a drive right field down the line. Stays in fair territory. And it's all a moot point because it's hauled in nicely. Some good work there by Sneddon for Nokomis. 1 down. Played that ball nicely.
Yeah, Emma made the dive and made the catch. That's hard to hang on to. That softball's not that easy, especially you're hitting the ground with it, too.
Now we move through the lineup. Cassie Krager scored back in the first, and boy, rocked a nice double there in the second. Takes a good hack. Keeps the fans on alert on the first base side. 1-1 count. One delivery in route.
Change up that didn't quite make it.
Nope.
Kind of rolled to the home plate.
Took the slow and short route. Missed just short of the runway. 2-1. Next offering. Here's another shot into the parking lot. That one might catch a car in a bounce. You know, and this is, I imagine, a little more difficult on a day like this to get warmed up, get that arm loose.
I would say, think so.
2-2.
Cool breeze all day.
Does have a little long sleeve undershirt. That always helps. 2-2. This one also downstairs. Of course, you watch the major leaguers this time of year, especially folks from warmer climates. And my word, they look like they're on a North Pole expedition. Sir Edmund Hillary, 3-2. Yeah. It's like, hey, it's just 58 degrees. Come on, guy. Here's a pitch in the zone, boy. And nice payoff pitch there for a strikeout as Krager retreats to the dugout. Slide him back in there. Scored a couple of times today. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Slide him back in there. Here's the pitch. And the 0-1 comes in just a little low of target. 1-1. Most of the action in the infield, but just enough enough work for the outfielders here and there. Good shot here to left field. That should drop for a single just out of the reach of the glove, and extra bases for Slidem. Close, but no cigar out there in left field.
Definitely a hard hit ball, one of the hardest we've had in the game. And got out there quick.
Taryn Milberg. Pitch on the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Right now, Jonah's trying to keep this game going and keep it going to the distance. Pitch upstairs. Count evens up at 1-1, and the runner advances. Boy, I'm telling you, they cover that 80 feet in no time, don't they?
They do. Well, theoretically, big run can be a game winner if she can get through the bottom of the six, if she scores.
Here's a shot to the gap between second and short. That will play to run. Nice sharp hit there for Milberg. Collecting another hit, an RBI now. It's 11-1 here in the top of the sixth. And Rainwater. Well, she walked and scored last time up, looking for her first hit of the day. Swing and a miss at the first offering from Jonas. Two down. And the Lancers looking for insurance. Here's a shot to center, shallow center. And Rainwater will reach as that ball, I was screened, but it looks like it dropped just ahead of the center fielder.
Oh, yeah, it kind of died out there. thought it would carry a little farther than it did, but center fielder was coming in, but it hopped right before she could get to it.
So Lincolnwood in business again with a couple of runners on here, first and second.
They score quick, don't they?
Oh, I'm telling you.
I mean, Jonas had two outs, nobody on, and all of a sudden a run's home.
Here's Marissa Webb looking at pitch low.
And two are on. Man.
Slidham scoring three runs today. Pitch from Jonas. This one low. Throw to second, and the runner will
be tagged out.
Get tagged out on the way to third. So another productive inning, another run scored for the Lancers of Lincolnwood out of the Panhandle District. 10-run edge as we head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Carl DeBar and Sean Bellett here at Nokomis High School as the Redskins trying to stay alive, stave off elimination here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Carly Wenger will open up at the plate here as Rainwater looks for a W. There's a pitch upstairs, 1-0. Well, she has just been locked in today, hasn't she?
She has, for the most part. She's had a few glitches of control issues as she has struck out those six and walked three. But when she's on, she really owns that corner low and away.
Shot fouled out of play. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. This one low and gets away. Slidham keeping it in front of her. Not that there would be any consequences. It's 2-1. Rainwater with the 2-1 delivery. Upstairs outside, just off the corner. 3-1 your count as Nokomis trying to take it to 7. This one upstairs and outside, and Wenger will reach.
Like I say, Rainwater sometimes has a little control issue because you know you don't want to walk a leadoff batter when you got a 10-run lead.
Kristen Stotter walked last time. Up, and now she's standing in there, looks at a called strike. And again, one of the great numbers, number 6. If you're a Cardinal fan, I don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, that was.
They're not handing that number out to someone from Memphis.
No, they don't get to use that one, do they?
No. Pitch upstairs, 1-1. Rainwater, that almost was her pitch.
Yep.
Digging for that lower outside corner, but just off, 2-1. 2-1 delivery, and that one.
That's the pitch she's been using all game long.
That's a bullseye there, right there in at the knees, 2-2. She's going right back to work, a swing and a miss. And Rainwater gets the K.
Number 7.
Now the catcher, Emma Hill, trying to build some momentum here. She jumps on the first pitch. This one will play for the second baseman. And that's out number 2.
Paige might be one batter away from a win here.
Bailey Cesaretti trying to extend this game to inning number 7, or at least prevent a close here. She jumps on the first pitch, and this one out of the reach of the second baseman, and a runner on the move to third. Runners at the corners.
It ain't over till it's over.
Bailey's not ready to go home.
Nope.
I guarantee it. So Nokomis keeps fighting. You know, that's the Redskin way.
Be one of the few innings they've gotten a couple and one in scoring position with in the ball game.
Emma Sneddon singled last time. They jump on the first pitch again. Nice shot to left field by Snedden, but
Pope was there.
Right there into the grasp of Avery Pope. And, well, this contest is complete, 11-1, as, you know, what can you say? Rainwater was just outstanding this afternoon.
Rainwater?
Solid at all times, dominant at others.
Yeah, she'd had that little glitch of control issue. She does walk four in the game, but she strikes out seven and gets a lot of weak ground balls, and especially with the right-handers hitting that outside pitch, if they even got a hold of it, a lot of them just rolled to second basemans.
We'll take a break and wrap it up after this. 11-1, your final score after six innings. 10-run rule kicks in. You're listening to High School Softball on WSMI. Carl DeBar and Sean Ouellette here at Nokomis High School. 11-1, the score. You know, Nokomis came into the game with high hopes. They've gotten better, but, boy, a stiff challenge from the Lancers here today.
Yeah, Lancers go 6-2 overall, and Page goes to 3-1 as they pull off the win. And a lot of it, like say earlier, was Paige Rainwater. She had control of most of this game, gave up that one run. That's it.
Well, big tone setter that first inning, four runs.
Yep, that's right.
Glick, Pope, Krager, and Slidham come home. And Brittany Slidham, a cleanup. Three runs scored today. An impressive afternoon for her. But, boy, it just was all about Rainwater. I mean, well, the offense did their job and then some. But Rainwater just every time there was that glimmer of hope, that little bit of sunlight crept in for Nokomis. Right.
Another big inning.
You know, like she said, you're grounded.
Yeah.
And shut the door. You don't get to go to timeout. You're really grounded. So it's a tough business, the game of softball, but an impressive afternoon by the folks from Lincolnwood. They had a great great afternoon of defense too.
Yeah, they played pretty solid defense.
This wasn't the easiest day to play in the outfield either. And we saw both teams make some pretty good plays out there.
We did indeed. Both teams had a couple diving catches. And let's see. And I remember I was getting the wrong shortstop because I had the board turned the wrong way. Fesser put out like the first five or six outs that Nokomis got against the Lincolnwood. Was Maya Fesser making a good play at shortstop for the Nokomis?
She was like a vacuum out there.
Doing a good job.
Was taking everything and taking care of business. I mean, the one inning was 6-3, 6-3, 6-3.
Yep.
Yeah, the trifecta, the hat trick, if you will. Well, we hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Once again, Lincolnwood coming out on top here in this road tilt for them, 11-1 victory over Nokomis. Thanks again, folks, and we'll continue to bring you high school softball. Just great to see the athletic season in full tilt, and this has been special.
It has been, and our first baseball, I believe, is Monday in Litchfield, so stay tuned for that.
It's that time of year. Well, that is a wrap for us. Carl DeBar, Sean Ouellette saying so long from Nokomis High School on WSMI.